Ikonstitushini ye-America, the way eyalotshwa ngakhona, ilamalunga awe-government, akahulumende amathathu. Kule-legislature, kule-judiciary, then kube le-executive, lapho kulo-president khona. La malungu amathathu anikezwa amandla alinganayo. Ukwenzela ukuthi kube lama-checks and balances, kube khona okhangela elinye ilunga likahulumende ukuthi alethwe umthetho. So i-legislator khona manje ingathi yiyo i-House of Representatives, ibona abalelungelo lokuthi upresident ma kukhona abakubona ekwenza okungaphandle kwe-constitution kube yibona abamdonsayo bethi sondela ngapha. Nemali wonke usenze wadlulisela kulaba abathi khona no lo muntu asisamthembi njengo-president, kuvumelekile ukuthi kube yibona abathi asim-impeache lo muntu. So i-House of Representatives right now irepresentwa imajority ngama-democrats, and siyazi ukuthi uTrump ngum-republican, and ama-democrats abona ukuthi lento ayenzayo ngendaba ye-Ukraine ukuthi avolde i-funding yokusupport i-Ukraine eyiyona ethenjwe yi-NATO ukuba yebhekane le-Russia, ngoba i-Russia siyazi ukuthi always kulokungazwisisani lamanye amazwe awe-NATO. And uTrump ma kubonakala ukuthi yena usesebenzisa i-power yakhe ukucindezela ilizwe leli ngoba ifuna ba-investigate or uJoe Biden omchallenja ku-election, I think ama-democrats ku-House of Representatives babona kufanele ukuthi bam-impeach. Kodwa ukuthi bazophumelela sazi, ngoba uma kusuka lapho kumele kuyiwe ku-Senate. I-Senate iyona ezo-decide whether bayam-impeacha noma bam-impeacha, and i-Senate yona-ke i-majority lapho ngama-Republican. So asazi ukuthi kuzozalwa mfomoni, kodwa I think into e-right abayenzayo ama-democrats, ngoba kulilungelo labo ukuthi upresident mayiphambanisa bamqondise.
Uyambona uMongameli Donald Trump ephathisa lapho khupha lezi ngwalo okufanele azikhuphe ukuthi uhlelo lolu luqhubeke kuhle.
Uzonsara nsare, but ngibona bezomdonsa noma insara kanjalo, ngoba ekugcineni umthetho yiwona obusayo. And ama-Republican okokuqala siyabona lawo engathi ayamdefenda, but kancane kancane I think i-evidence uma iqala ukuphuma, especially ngama-hearings la sezenzakala kuqala ngaleli viki azoba public, kusho ukuthi-ke wonke ilizwe lonke jikelele selizokuqala ukwazi iqiniso elenzakalayo. Lala ama-Republican ademdefenda lawo angaqala ukuthi manje angathi asekho show, sizobona-ke into seziqala ukuthi manje zezingasihambi ngendlela efunwa nguTrump. Kodwa kwamanje basami laye abaningi bakhona bayamdefenda bathi ye lento yonke ise-hoax, ama-Democrats azama ukumwisa from ubupresident bakhe. Kodwa I think i-evidence mayivela kucaca lasebantwini ukuthi ngempela ukhona into ayenzayo engavumelekile, sizobona i-support iqala ukuswitcha isisiya ngakuma-Democrats ngale impeachment.
Kuyikuthi kungenzakala ukuthi iphumelele lo impeachment, kuyini esingakubona kusenzakala?
Well, I think i-process yakhona ukuthi bangam-impeacha u-vice president ngiyozoqhubeka to the end of the term. Siyazi ukuthi next year kulokhetho lukapresident oluka-2020. Even noma bengakhonanga umu-impeacha, I think maso kuya kukhetho luka-2020, i-reputation yakhe izobe sidamejekile kakhulu, ngoba uzobe sibonakala njengo-president ongathembakalanga.
Ye, kodwa siyambona elo sekelo olukhulu kulabo abamsekelayo. Ubone ngani kukhona yini okungenza usekelo lolu luchabalale?
Angiboni usekelo lalo kubhesi yakhe luchabalala, kodwa uqakathekileyo ukuthi kumele sazi ukuthi even ngo-2016 ukuwina kwakhe kazange awine i-popular vote, and kusho ukuthi wadliwa ku-popular vote ngama-vote adlula 2 million. So okuqakathekileyo la yikuthi ku-electoral college yakhona leyo ama-democrats akwazi ukuthi laba esibabiza ama-swing votes la ama-independents, ama-democrats angakhombisa bona plus abantu abasupporta i-democratic party bangaphuma bayovota in their large numbers okudlula bakwenza ngo-2016, ngoba sebebona ukuthi lo muntu akalungelanga ukubusa ilizwe leli. Angiboni ephumelela uTrump ngo-2020 even though bengam-impeachanga.